years have gone by and humanity is steadily declining. Our world is dying. Our connection to each other is dying. We are dying. And we are doing it to ourselves. Mysteriously, the human race has abandoned good morals and ideas that once held our universe together. And now, we have just discovered our enemy. Our intelligence division calls it the Darkness Virus. Our only guide is an intelligence AI called Mother. But are we too late? Are we forced to repeat the future again?
Hi guys, this is Luna 9 from Become the Source, and I'm here in Cyber Station, Tokyo. I'm wishing you a good day, and I hope you guys are doing awesome today. Now, today is going to be an interesting topic as we dive into ESO life, and the topic of today is mirrors. Now, before we do get started, I just want to give a quick shout out to our sponsors. And yes, we are self-sponsored and made possible by the Dynexen Project, where over 200,000 people have done it and made it happen. So 200,000 people can't be wrong, and I get a kudos for that, so here we go! But without any further delays, welcome everyone. So this is going to be a short segment since, you know, this is a little brain snack for you guys today, a little snack for your brain. We're going to talk about mirrors. So anyways, according to TAF, people are made to learn and grow and bounce our ideas on and off of each other, right? So this allows us to kind of see ourselves and others kind of like in the form that we are all one, from the ideas and concepts of things like the readings, teachings, findings of books like Heru, A Course in Miracles, I Am Raw Material, and of course, the Association Files, TAF. So, thank you, Mother. So, anyways, this thought is here for the purpose of observing. So, we're talking about going into self-contemplation, as we use others and the world around us as mirrors, to further strike new ideas and emotions that lead to further contemplation. So, basically, when you look at other people or look at your surroundings and you observe and you take it in, you begin to think about those things. And sometimes when something isn't similar to you, you think about it. Sometimes you think it's neat, sometimes you think it's cool, sometimes you don't like it. And because of that, you know, you create habits subconsciously that further build your life. So, the question has been asked, why do we like other people that are like us? That's an interesting question, and I know I've been there before because I think we like comfortability. We're comfortable, you know, and we love it. And you know what? I don't think there's anything wrong with that. I think we also like reliability, and what I mean by that is that we like patterns. You know, we like to control, we like to be able to know what to expect. Expectations are good, and we can feed off of that, you know? When it comes true, you just feel great, you know? We also enjoy things that we already know, which goes back into, you know, reliability, expectation, comfortability. We like to enjoy our lives and to an extent our very selves. And we're around other people just like us, it's easier to enjoy those things together. So yes, the enabling is quite strong in this one. But what may be the dangers of liking others that are like you? And I think this is a really interesting one. I think one thing is definitely stagnation. You know, when you like others that are like you and you hang around with only people that are like you, it can be easy to lose yourself in the things that you love and get comfy with your buddies. You know, but depending on the types of habits or associations that you've built in your life, it can sometimes create a stopping block when branching out into other aspects. You know, you can have a loss of sight of parts of the world around you, meaning you may be so consumed in certain ways of life and criterias and thinking that other habits or things of that may be too alien for you because maybe those things aren't practiced in your small community. So sometimes that can potentially be something that can cause stagnation because it keeps you from that. So what are some things that we can do to differentiate whether to one point or another it's all right to be around like-minded individuals, and when can it become something like a blinder or crutches? Yes, this is a good question indeed. I think one of the things for this is, you know, get out there. You know, get out there, see different things. I know that sometimes it can be real scary to try new things, but you know, as long as it's safe, as long as it's, you know, within normal things, and what is normal anyway, right? But you know, get out there, try something new, try a new habit. Also, I think another great thing is to read a book. Try a book that's outside of your comfort zone. Maybe try something you've been thinking about doing, but something's been stopping you. Maybe something about psychology, or maybe cooking, or maybe, you know, murder mystery, something like that. Anything that gets you out into a new habit, or just gets your brain going, so you can just put new ideas in your head. When you put new ideas in your brain and feed it different things, it begins to expand and think those things. And it's kind of like throwing a bouncy ball in a room full of mirrors. It just bounces, 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 and you'll just have these weird little ideas that start to form, and then it will also increase your creativity. So try something like that. Another thing, if you like to make habits like I mentioned earlier, make a new habit. Follow it through for 30 days and see how you feel. The power is in your hands. But anyway, guys, I know it's been real, it's been fun, it's been real fun. And before you go, don't forget to share this video on Facebook or your favorite social media platform. And let me know what you think in the comments. You know, you got any ideas or any fixings on your own? You got your own story to tell about the mirrors of the world? Have you had an experience like this yourself? I would love to know. Anyway, guys, this is Luna 9 tuning out.